to Shunem, where there was a notable woman, and she persuaded him to eat some food. So it was, as often as he passed by, he would turn in there to eat some food. And she said to her husband, "Look now, I know that this is a holy man of God who passes by as required." Verse 10 say, "Please, let us make a small upper room on the wall, and let us put a bed for him there, and a table, a chair, and a lampstand. So it will be, whenever he comes to us, he can turn in there." And it happened one day that he came there, and he turned into the upper room and laid down there. Then he said to Gehazi, his servant, "Call this Shunammite woman." When he had called her, she stood before him. And he said to him, "Say now to her, 'Look, you have been concerned for us with all this care. What can I do for you? Do you want me to speak on your behalf to the king or to the commander of the army?'" She answered, "I dwell among my own people." Verse 14 says, "So he said, 'What then is it to be done for her?' And Gehazi answered, 'Actually, she has no son and her husband is old.'" Touch your neighbor and tell your neighbor, "She has no son and the husband is old." Maybe you are single and you say you're becoming old. But let me tell you, don't worry. The time is coming. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So verse 15 say, "So he said, 'Call her.' When he had called her, she stood in the doorway. Then he said, 'About this time next year, you shall embrace a son.' And she said, 'No, my Lord, man of God, do not lie to your maidservant.'" Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, church. I want also to prophesy the same word. A time as this, next year, you'll be holding your miracle. It doesn't matter what you are going through, but next year, a time as this, you will hold your miracle. When I think about this Shunammite woman, I love this woman so much because she was having spirit of discernment. She discerned this is not just ordinary man. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And she went and told the husband, "Yes, I see this is a man of God. Let us prepare a room for her, for him." According to the way we know, when you go maybe back home, the guest room is outside the house. Or the guest room, if you have like upstairs, it's always downstairs. But this woman said, "Let us prepare a room upper." Hallelujah. What is a room? A room is a place of the things to be taken care of. Hallelujah. It's an upper chamber in the book of Psalms 104. In the second King 12, it's where Ahazi was resting after he fell down. Praise the Lord. In Acts, it says it's a place for prayer. Jesus break the bread. Hallelujah. It's a place of a vision or to view. Hallelujah. Praise God. Are we together? And they prepared this room for a servant of God. After the room, they prepared a bed. We know very well a bed is somewhere you rest. When you are tired, it's where you go and lay your head down. Hallelujah. And on my side, according to this story, I call this bed of restoration. Hallelujah. Okay, let's go to the table. They prepared a table. This table is where people eat. And be careful when you are eating with somebody. That is the time you know somebody more and more. When you eat, it's the praise you're going to know, is this for me or not for me? The time Jesus was eating, you know, about God's supper. That is the time he said, Judas, you're not for me. Hallelujah. After when they were eating. Praise the Lord. Table is where God comes to dwell with our issues. Praise God. So, watch very careful when you are eating with somebody or what you share when you are eating with somebody. And she continued. They prepared a lamb. A lamb is the word. Hallelujah. It's a word. And when we go to lamb state, it's a church. So here there is a church and there is a word. And lampstand cannot stay without oil. So oil, it's a Holy Spirit. Are we together, brethren? So all this, they prepared for the man of God. You know, there was a chair. Also, chair and table. Chair is a time of discussion or agreement. We have to agree. Maybe we go to a meeting, we have to agree. Mr. President shared some things and we are sitting there. He has authority. He's our president. We're going to listen to him. Sometimes we agree or disagree. Are we together? Praise the Lord. So, when I'm talking about this Tsunammite woman, she did a lot for the man of God. And after that, the Bible tells us, this man, all the time, when he was passing by, he go there, eat, and go to rest. Hallelujah. And that's what's going to happen after this conference. Because we're going to be getting a lot what God is sharing with us. And we're going to go home singing a new song. Praise the Lord. So, Elisha asked Gehazi, what can we do to this woman? Remember the Bible says, he said, she has no son, and the husband is old. So, the Bible says, Elisha told Gehazi, call her. And when Elisha told the Tsunammite woman, a time as this, you'll be holding a baby. She was she doubted. We know Sarah loved. Hallelujah. That is the way a lot of people hear. That's what happened to us. Is that true? Sometimes God can speak something or use a prophet, and when he prophesied to you, it's like, no, that's not mine. Hallelujah. But let me tell you, there are some things you do which will make a breakthrough in your life. Hallelujah. It's for us to prepare ourselves for a miracle. This lady, she prepared herself for her miracle. So she went and she waited. And the Bible says it came to happen. Hallelujah. It came to happen. But the Bible tells us very clear that after it happened, the baby started growing. And from 17, that's where now the first, it was prepare yourself for a miracle. So the Bible has shown us how this woman prepared for herself for her miracle. But from 17, it's changed to fight. Hallelujah. Fight for your miracle. God has brought a lot of miracles in your way. But sometimes, you know, it's hard. Sometimes you are going through hard time. Sometimes you fast and pray for your miracle. And when your miracle comes, yes, you receive. But the devil is not happy. Hallelujah, brethren. But you cannot let it go. Are we together? You cannot let it go. So the Bible tells us that the boy was born. And one day, the boy complained about headache. And when he complained, the daddy told the servant, take him to his mother. You know what? The boy went there and the boy died. When he died, here now is the message. The mother didn't want to pronounce that the boy is dead. Hallelujah. The mother has to fight for her miracle back. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So she decided to take the boy to the upper room and laid the boy on the bed. Hallelujah. But nothing happened. So she decided to close the door and get out of the house. She went and told the husband, I need you to help me with your servant and a donkey. And say, why? And say, yes, because I have to go and see the servant of God. Why? And it's not the time. She didn't say anything about the day. She said, I have to go. So she went, and when she went, Elisha saw the woman and said to Gehazi, go ask her if her people are okay. Is the boy, is it okay? Is everything okay? But this is the woman I love. She was saying, it's okay. It's all well. Hallelujah. Sometimes we speak too much. We talk too much and we kill our miracle. Hallelujah. Sometimes we share with the people we are not supposed to share things with. Hallelujah. This woman decided, I won't share with my husband. He was not here. He was not there when this miracle happened. Hallelujah. Are we together? So this woman decided to keep her mouth shut until she met the person who prophesied. Praise the Lord. It is tough. It's not easy. When you know you are mourning inside and you tell your friend everything is well. So Gehazi went and asked, is everything okay? Yes, it's okay. Is your people okay? Yes, it's okay. Until she went to the prophet of God. Remember, Gehazi was pushing this woman away from the prophet. Hallelujah. But why? On my side, I see Gehazi didn't love this lady. Hallelujah. He didn't care. But sometimes, the way you walk with God, God will fight for you. So she went and she kneeled down. She knelt down to the prophet of God. And she said, yes, the boy, you gave it to me. I didn't ask for him, but you spoke about it and you gave it to me. And she said, don't worry. He called Gehazi and said, go with this woman. Don't speak to anybody until you go in that room. But Shunammite woman refused. She refused to walk. She said, I'm not leaving you here. I'm going with you. Hallelujah. She knew how to push. She knew how to fight for her miracle. Praise the Lord. My brother, my sister, you have to fight for your miracle. Hallelujah. Do not pronounce death. It was easy for the woman to pronounce death. It's for her to choose if she need the boy back. Hallelujah. It's up to you. Whatever you are going through, is it for you to pronounce it's over or it's for you to continue pushing? Are we together, brethren? And when I think about this woman, she was taking her time. Hallelujah. She didn't even buy or go for a horse. She was using what she was having. Sometimes we don't use what we have. We want our friends to help us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I know when somebody is sick, you have to look for a car. You have to do this. But look, this woman, she used her donkey. Hallelujah. She was okay. She was walking step by step because she knew something will happen. Praise the Lord. Are we together? So the woman refused to go back because she knew this battle is not fresh. It's not by fresh, it's a spiritual battle. Sometimes we don't sense what kind of a battle come on our way. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I would like somebody to help me with something to drink, if you don't mind. So sometimes the devil waits for us to say something. The devil waits. Whatever word is coming from your mouth, that's what he always uses. But this woman, she didn't complain. She focused. Hallelujah. But we always complain. Brethren, it's not time to complain. It's time to fight. It's time to fight for our miracle. Are we together? Are we together? This is not by fresh. Hallelujah. He said this is not fresh and blood, but is the spiritual warfare. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Maybe you are there. Maybe you have been coming here in this ministry, but you see, like it's like normal ministry. Every time you go for a conference, go open your mind to the Lord. And that's why I like to surrender my mind to the Lord, so that I don't miss any time. I don't miss God. I don't miss when God speaks to me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, brethren. What do you do if the prayer don't work? What do you do when you go to church and people see, okay, it's okay, we have a lot of members, and even we don't have a discern to discern somebody going through hard time. And after church, we always hear a lot of people commit suicide after church. Why? Is it because we don't have spirit of discernment? It's time for intercessors to go back to our knees and pray until something happens. You know, sometimes God brings something to give us a rat of something which will happen. Right now we are praying for our nation, Kenya. Hallelujah. We can't wait for 2012 for what is going to happen. It's for us to go back on our knees and call the name of the Lord for God to heal our nation. Praise the Lord. This is not the time just to sit and rest. It's time to fight. Hallelujah. Let us fight for our nation. Let us fight. Fight for yourself. Fight for your life. Just declare. Your tongue has power. Hallelujah. You can prophesy anything you want. Praise the Lord. Prophesy for yourself. Anything you want, declare. Declare. Call those things which are not there, and you will see God doing miracle. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, brethren, this is the soil. Your mind is a soil. Whatever you put in here, that is what's gonna grow. Any seed you're gonna put in here, it's gonna grow. It's up to you to choose which seed you want it in your mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A farmer prepare a rod. A farmer prepare. He dig and dig and dig. He prepare the ground. He put the best thing. He go back, look for a good best seed to plant. And after that, he wait for the rain to rain. Hallelujah. We don't know the time. We don't know the hour the rain gonna rain. But let me tell you, the seed you have planted, the seed you have sacrificed yourself to plant in the house of the Lord. The rain is coming. The rain is coming, and you're gonna have a harvest. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Am I speaking to somebody? I'm telling you, to serve God, it's not in vain. The time is coming. The way God remembered that Shunammite woman, she forgot that she is supposed to have a baby, but the time came. That is the way God is about about to do. Yote yanawezekana. Hallelujah. Yote yanawezekana. Just let us know how to call the name of the Lord. My brother, my sister, do not give up. In the second of Kings says, the biggest mistake is giving up. We are not giving up. We're going to push until something happens. Please, my brother, I say this. Do not quit. Do not quit. Do not quit. Just call the name of the Lord and miracle will happen. Praise the Lord. Sometimes we carry our Jesus like, oh, this is mine. This is mine alone. You don't know how many people are dying there without knowing Jesus Christ. There are some people are just waiting to tell them. You tell them, you know, God loves you. Just that. I'm still focusing on our theme. Not to give up. Not to give up. Start still and you will see God. Start still. Start still because your miracle is on the way. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Rabo Shakarababosai. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We have a lot of Gehazi in the house. We see when maybe you want to see a man of God or a woman of God, there is still Gehazi pushing you this way. Do you know you cannot see this one? No, not the time. It's for you. Fight for your miracle. How bad do you need your miracle? How bad do you need your miracle? Hallelujah. We know very well this woman with the issue of blood. She fighted for her miracle. She pushed and said, you know what? If I touch the hem of his garment, I'll receive my miracle. It's for you to fight for your miracle. When doctor was going to school, you was pushing. You didn't give up. I know it was not easy, but you didn't give up. But let me tell you, it's for you to push until something happens. What do you want God to do for you? That's the same thing God is asking. What can I do for you? The way the prophet asked, what can I do for you, woman? Hallelujah. She forgot what she needed. But guess what? It's the same. God is asking, what can I do for you? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What can I do for you? This is a pool. We are here to stand up the pool. And whoever gonna get in will go home with a new song. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Maybe you are giving up. I prophesy Isaiah 54 upon your life. That God will give you a new song. It's a time for barren women to sing a new song. Whatever is dead on your area, it's time to sing a song. Because God will not put you to shame. Hallelujah. He said, I'm your husband. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah, brethren. Do you hear me? Do you hear what God is saying? Don't give up. Hallelujah. It's time for us to sing a new song. It's time for you to enlarge your territory. It's time for you to enlarge your tent, light and left, because God will not put you into shame. Come on now, brethren. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Maybe there are a lot of people are mocking you. Hannah was there mocking for, Penina was there mocking for Hannah. But let me tell you, it happened. It happened. God knows you. That's what he said in the book of Jeremiah. He knew you before you was born. He has a good plan for you. A good plan for you to prosper. Hallelujah. It's for you to declare. It's for you to uproot what is not for God. Hallelujah. It's for you to kill those things which is killing your family. Hallelujah. It's for you. You know what? When God is taking you to another level, there are some friends you're going to kiss goodbye. Whether you like it or not. But sometimes, because we are comfortable with them, we don't want to let them go. And that's why your miracle is delaying. Hallelujah. It's for you to tell them, you know what, my brother, I love you so much, but I'll let you go for where God is taking me. Hallelujah. Are we together? Are we together? Are we together? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You are worthy, God. You are worthy to be worshipped. The woman had enough faith. It's for you to increase your faith. It's for you to increase your faith. Some things, we know we come from Africa. There are some things you say, you know what? If you don't have this, you cannot do this. But let me tell you, God has a plan for you. He brought you all the way from Kenya to here. How many people are fasting? How many people want to come here? But they are not here. But you, God chose you to be here. Let us not to kill our vision. Some people say, when I go there, I will serve God. But after a year, you don't have a testimony. Go back and ask God, God, did I miss anything? Did I miss? Please, if you know you are compromising, it's time to kick them out of your way for your destiny. You have to fight for your destiny. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Robokontalalabashai. Hallelujah, God. Maybe you are there. You are giving up. Maybe you are there. You see like it cannot work. Just what I can tell you. Know the word. Read the word. Walk with the word. Hallelujah. Walk with the word. Do according to the word. Praise the Lord. Do according to this word. Pray. Speak from Genesis to Revelation. If you don't have answer to whatever you are asking God to do it for you, go back here, Genesis to Revelation. I guarantee you, your answer is here. Your answer is here. Hallelujah.